It is time for movie reviews, and Tim Lammers is joining us today. Our movie review is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, what do you have for us today?
Well, I have something appropriately, Kelly, that'll go along with all this wonderful, fresh winter snow we have. It's a movie about a different kind of snow. Snow that I've never tried. I'm just putting that out there.
Me either. Just so everybody
knows. It's called Cocaine Bear. We're going to leave this one up for the bears to try. Okay. I mean, this is so crazy. This true life tale. My big question is, what took filmmakers almost 40 years to figure out that we got a really great premise for a movie here? Something really original. In 1985, this is true now. There was a plane that crashed, a drug runner's plane in Georgia, and he had cocaine aboard, and a bear found it, 175-pound bear, ingested some of this cocaine and died.
Oh,
okay, well, that was good enough as a springboard for the script for this new one. We got the drug runner. We got the plane crash. The bear, however, is 500 pounds. A mama bear, she's an apex predator. And once she eats a brick of this cocaine, she wants more, and she's going to destroy every human in her way to get what she wants. So it's like, oh my God. Yeah. So it's a horror comedy. The actress Elizabeth Banks actually directs this one. She actually was in the first couple of Pitch Perfect movies, and I believe she directed the third one. So, you know, she's getting her time in behind the camera. She loves filmmaking. I think she picked a great project for this. And like, I there's no other way of putting it. I mean, it's bloody, it's gory, but it's a horror comedy. It's so ridiculously over the top that unless you just naturally get queasy seeing the sight of blood, just go there and enjoy it and laugh. I mean, okay. It's the sort of movie that it's absurdly funny, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
So very, very gory. So definitely rated R.
Yes.
But besides the content, of course.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I think they would have been doing the story an injustice by making it a PG-13. I mean, if you're going to go for it, you got to go for it. If
right.
You're going to get a 500-pound black bear addicted to cocaine, you got to show what sort of damage this bear will do if it doesn't get that illegal substance out there in the forest. So,
just leaves to my imagination. All I can think is this bear needs somebody to bring it. It's snow. And so somebody's going to live in this movie. Somebody has to.
Yeah. And I should note that, you know, the bear brought to life through motion capture work. And in it, the bear seems real in this movie. But you do have several humans. You have Carrie Russell. Of course, she was in The Americans, and Felicity before. People know her. I actually interviewed her for this film, which was terrific. Margot Martindale, she's been in a ton of things. She also was in The Americans. And then the late Ray Liotta is in it. I mean, it's so shameful. The guy died last summer sometime, May, I believe. He was only 67, and he had a good half dozen projects that were still in post-production or whatever, and this is one of them. So it's not a huge role. It's a supporting role for him, but it just breaks your heart seeing him because he was such a terrific actor.
I don't remember what happened to him.
He actually, I believe he had a heart attack or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, I believe he perished in his sleep. He died in his sleep. And so it's just a real shame. So, you know, a couple more more projects for him actually that are in the works that are supposed to come out yet. But again, this is, I think, maybe the, oh, you know what? I did see him in a show called Blackbird on Apple TV Plus. So this is only the second one that I've seen posthumously that he's featured in this movie, Cocaine Bear.
Okay. So it's a funny kind of comedy, gross, and
a horror comedy. Yeah. That's the way of putting it. I mean, it's just, Yeah, let's just say limbs get detached at
Yeah.
some point. I won't say which characters. I also should note, I mean, for fans of this guy too, I love him. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is in this as well. He was in Modern Family. Alden Ehrenreich was the young Han Solo in Solo, A Star Wars Story, and O'Shea Jackson Jr., who actually is, they know his father, people know his father by his stage name, which is Ice Cube. So,
Oh.
So he was actually in Straight Outta Compton playing his father. So I really like him as well. I mean, he's done some comedy stuff. He's done some dramatic stuff. So it's got a great ensemble cast. But again, when you're going up against a 500-pound black bear, it's kind of hard to steal the scene from a character like that.
Exactly. Okay. All right. So are you watching anything on Netflix or Hulu or the new Tubi or?
I have been on Netflix. There's a show called Red Rose, which I guess I'm into the scary mode this week, Kelly. But it starts off like a horror series where these teenagers, they download this app called Red Rose that seems to take possession of them. Next thing you know, they're seeing apparitions and strange things like that. Their lives ultimately are in peril, but it's not a predictable series. The interesting thing about the series is it starts off as a supernatural type of series, and then it kind of shifts into this tech thriller where the dark web is involved. So it's almost like you're watching two different genres at work here. But again, I like originality. I like the cocaine bear stuff. I like, the stuff with the apps, which might in a way be a metaphor for the way these social media apps are taking over the brains of younger folks,
Yeah, crazy.
but yet it feels like a fresh original story. So yeah, I really like that a lot as well.
Last night I was just zooming through and I found like a mini documentary on Shania Twain because she's just basically come out with a new album and I love everything I've heard so far. But
Sure.
I thought that I kind of knew the Shania Twain story. Come to find out, I did not.
Yeah.
It is excellent and it goes basically it's just her, shows where she lives. Oh my God, it's a beautiful place where she lives and where she writes. And it takes back when she was a kid, what happened to her parents, how she took care of her brothers,
Yeah. Very
how
humble
she,
beginnings for her.
oh my gosh, and what she actually landed. She was looking for a job and what she actually found, which sort of led her to where she is today. But there's all kinds of great footage of her when she's like 11 to 13 on TV shows in Canada. And I don't think anybody really realizes how talented she really is. She is a great guitar player and a great
Oh,
writer, and
yeah.
she's been able to sing since she was little. Really, nothing fixed back in the day when they didn't fix things.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
incredibly impressed, and some really crappy
Well,
things happened to her later. So I'm glad that she's back and she's got this new album and seems
yeah.
to be pretty happy and right on track.
Well, I have to tell you a quick story. I mean, my mentor in this business, the late Bill Carlson at WCCO Television, interviewed her for her first album. She came through on a promotional tour. She wasn't the Shania Twain superstar that everybody knew and loved. Well, after that promotional tour, her career just blew up. Well, guess what? After that album, the next one comes. She comes back to Minneapolis and she says, "You know what? I'm going to talk with you first because you supported my career, when nobody else really was paying attention." So,
Wow.
she's the sort of person to me that really appreciates what people have done for her. And I don't know if
Yeah.
that, you get that in that documentary or not, but I thought it might be an interesting story to share with your listeners. That's kind of a local angle,
Yeah.
that I only wished that I would have been hanging out with Bill one or two of those days when
No
she
kidding.
came through. Yeah.
I didn't
Yeah.
realize
So.
that her manager for a long time was another female singer, that she
Wow.
would kind of followed in her footsteps, sort of. And then when she was actually working for this woman as an opening act when her parents passed away,
Wow.
and the woman is the one who got her started. And she said it was really different trying to make it with, no one was taking her seriously because she's a cute face. You know what I mean? It was, they had all the struggles. It wasn't only that, it was her with a female manager back in the 90s. And
Wow.
she talks a lot about the interviews are so one-sided. They're so like, gosh, can you do anything without Mutt? And like that kind of thing. Like he made her, but really, she is quite talented all on her own.
Oh yeah. Well, where can you catch this documentary
It's
now?
on Netflix.
Wow. Okay. Okay,
Yep.
I got to put that on my list. Just oddly enough, Kelly, and I don't know, maybe it's because she's been more in the news lately or something. She's done some duets with Elton, at least one duet with Elton John. And I looked up, she did a TV special and Elton came and sang, oh my, what's the song? You're Still the One.
Oh, yeah.
He did a duet with her for You're Still the One. And then Elton John and Tim Rice wrote a musical called Aida. And there's a song in there called Amneris's Letter. It's only about a minute and a half long or something. Beautiful song if you want to look that up if you've
Okay.
never heard it before. Amneris's Letter. Just a beautiful piano ballad with her vocal alone. But yes, it basically kind of goes to show you I'm certainly a fan of hers too. I think
Yeah.
she's really terrific. And I'm, again, I just, that whole little backstory with my mentor and how, she didn't forget,
Yes.
the people that helped her, in a small way, probably along the
Yeah.
way, just by merely granting an interview. And I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. All right. Well, it's about time for us to wrap up, I guess. If people want to listen to any of your interviews, where can they go to do that?
Directconversations.com. I have links to my interviews on looper.com, although you can see video. Carrie Russell, again, I talked with her for Cocaine Bear. And I'll have a video clip of that online. Should have it online by the time listeners log off of this interview. And yeah, so you can get that. And I got Nicolas Cage, of course, who I interviewed at the beginning of the year. And I got some other stuff coming up, and I'll share that with you in the coming weeks.
That sounds great. All right. Thank you, Tim. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Again, you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. We'll be back.